my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a red up.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a special episode of Internet Chronicle. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Legal Droger Incorporated. I'm HateSec. We're going to see if Kilgore wants to do the hate show. What do we have coming up tonight? Actually, pretty interesting news. There was an earthquake, and we don't normally cover earthquakes at Internet Chronicle. We don't normally cover anything, but There was a big earthquake, and so because of the size of this particular quake and the strength of it and the depth and the location, they're saying that this earthquake is a sign of like a bunch to come around the planet for the next several days, because the whole plate is shifting, and the plates around it are shifting. It's like a big upset in our tectonic plates right now. Let's see. We'll tell some stories. We should do open lines. We'll go ahead and put out the open lines notice now, just to see what. Hey, I've been watching these kids play. Bleach. They're covering Bleach, right? They cover all these good old albums like Siamese Dream and Nevermind. And so they're covering Bleach in this one. And I'm looking for a track list, but I don't see one. Anyway, these kids fucking jam. Let me get it on here. See, Bill is going to do the show tonight, so I have to find my way into Discord with Wild Bill of the Internet Chronicle. What else are we going to talk about tonight? Anyway, we'll talk to Bill, and then we'll come back to that. I'm having allergies. Ha! Hey, Bill.
Hi, Yel.
Hey, how you doing?
Kicking ass.
That's good.
How about you?
You publish your new Rust map? I'm good.
Yeah, I've been, you know, there's a weekly cycle where I publish a new one, updated each time.
You heard any good news lately?
You know, I guess I heard that the B-52s were going to be in Roanoke, but then I didn't go. So I guess it was bad news and good news.
Did Jesco ever come back to Roanoke?
No.
So that was that.
I think he knows we're from Roanoke because he surfs Chronicle SU all day, every day.
Jesco's an avid reader of the Internet Chronicle. Who knew?
Ever since he said he was dead and quoted his all still alive to see it, I think he knew what was happening.
Do you think he appreciated that?
Well, to a degree. I mean, he's got all these fans who think he's dead now, so I bet he really appreciates it, though, and he would shake our hand.
Maybe he's pissed because all those people
get pissed, I don't know.
That think he's dead could have been giving him money.
Well, they're probably giving him more money to his family.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Doctor Who said he was being treated like a black person says he was just making a point. Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm making a racist point.
He says he was just holding a mirror up to society.
Yeah, and he's the mirror, and it ain't good.
Did you hear him?
Nah, you know I've heard that shit a million times. Let's hear it then.
No, but did you hear him screaming? He's like, "Oh my God, they're gonna beat me up." Yeah, so it starts out, he's just being a whiny bitch. Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Calls him a genius, and now here they go. Genius.
Genius. There's no alcohol. You want to test me? You wanted me to count backwards?
You want to test me?
Come arrest me or give me a fight.
Alright, so they're arresting him. Putting his hands.
They're arresting me. They're really de-escalating. Hey, just don't get cuffed. Do not hurt me. You understand?
He sounds like he's totally drunk.
Look at him! They're gonna beat me up! Don't beat me up, you mother! Don't beat me up! Look at him! Oh my God, I can't believe they're doing this! Oh my God! Hey!
He sounds like he thinks it's funny, you know?
Oh, get to the other side. I'm not listening.
Like it's just a joke to him.
He says, I'm not.
He's holding up with his own race.
I like where they take him down.
He says it's everybody else, but it's just him.
No, it's, yeah. I mean, would it be the crazy guy standing at the airport yelling at everyone? Or is it society, man? I like the part where he's like, they're gonna beat me up. I can't believe this is happening. Look at them! Look at them! They're gonna beat me up!
I don't wanna hear that anymore.
And then they take him down. I can't believe this is happening. This guy has lived outside of the security picture until this day. He's just been commenting on it on Facebook and Reddit, and it's been boiling. inside him, and here he goes. This is his moment.
He snapped. But they probably let him out, right? He was already out.
Well, he had to say he was doing it, he did it on purpose to, quote, prove a point about police use of excessive force. Here he is proving his point.
Don't beat me up, you mother! Don't beat me up! Look at him! Oh my god, I can't believe they're doing this!
No, so I'll see him for the fourth time.
I can't believe they're doing this.
I listened to your last night's show.
What was it about?
I don't even remember, man.
Yeah, I can't either. I named it after
like a goldfish.
Oh, it was
You had some stinky clothes that had been wet and baked for a month.
Oh yeah, that's how it ended.
You were trying to go out and rape people.
No. I was stalking the town looking for a rape.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
In the middle of the night. I was, dude. I was skulking around.
They thought you were thieving, but you were really just out for women.
I was grabbing. I was out grabbing.
You can't have dirty clothes on. And that's when you went on this little talk about how... if you have dirty clothes on... in the middle of the night, you're reputable. But if you have clean, if you're dressed to the nines, and you walk into someone's shop in the middle of the night and go right to the back of the store, they're going to be sure you're stealing.
Yeah, you're up to something.
You're organized crime, right?
Yeah, or you're on some kind of bender, and you need money quick.
Yeah, they see you and they're like, oh, this is one of those cokeheads.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I was wearing one of my nicest shirts that I own because everything else is dirty.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, let's not spoil the show with nostalgia. Let's move on to the future here.
Let's see. Well, that's all I really had. That's
you all out of material already? Okay, well.
I was thinking of, funny ways that, that relationships and friendships have ended.
Oh, hilarious.
Yeah.
You could go, oh man, that's like the stuff that will make you a famous comedian. I've never heard anyone do that bit. Ever.
I think people don't like to talk about it very much.
I mean, people do the rape bit all the time. To me, that's totally, I've heard that one from Bill Cosby. Right. I don't want to do that bit. Get off of that stuff.
At this point.
Go to the...
It's just alienating.
Go to the sad, pitiful break. I don't know.
Go to the rape rooms where they like that material. We tell clean jokes here.
Yeah, if you're under the age of 18, turn it off right now.
And I thought of this really hilarious story that before that reason, because it's uncomfortable, I push it out of my mind. But it was just this crazy, I went completely, you know how you get carried away? I just became this, I don't know, man, I got off on being a total, crazy nut. I would only wear open shirts everywhere I went.
What was that?
I was about... Yeah, I was about 19 or 20. And I was just doing a lot of acid and playing a lot of music and just sleeping wherever I could and stuff. And
speaking of style, the open shirt all the time thing, that'll really tip people off that you're an acid head.
Yeah.
That's the first. You'll have these big dilated pupils and you'll be... everywhere you go it's too hot, so you have to have your shirt wide open. But man, I was speaking style tips from Dr. Troubadour. You've seen this movie Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri?
No. I've heard about it though.
well, there's this guy, and he has this office, and he does advertising, and he ends up being, in my mind, he was Chronicle SU of that movie, and he was publishing this confrontational rape billboard. And, he had really great fashion sense. I need to go get a vest or something, or always wear a tie around, even when I'm at the ship bar shooting pool.
It changed your mind about fashion.
Well, I used to wear that kind of a tie around all the time, actually. And, I stopped doing it because it was too noisy, because I wore, who wants to wear a tie with plaid? You're going to blind people, right? I got to get some cleaner blank shirts. Maybe it'll go with the black plaid, but...
This is another way. If you go too far in that direction, people, again, assume you're on acid. They think this is the guy who does acid and talks about art.
That I'm a literary man. That's
the patches on your elbows.
No. That the patches on your elbows. That's if I have a child, maybe I'll start wearing patches on the elbow. That's like I got to be 40 at least to do that.
And smoke a pipe.
Well, yeah. I mean, a tobacco pipe, of course.
Chief a big Gandalf tobacco pipe. 40
or older. And, I look forward to that, actually. Maturity is not a disaster.
No. As you get older, people receive you differently. It's kind of cool. It's like leveling up in a video game. You get these perks and rewards that, nobody talks about.
And, yeah, you do miss out on the... if you're seen fucking around too much like a kid, people might look askance at you, but hey.
And the older you get, the more likely they are to think, oh, he's just trying to relive his 20s.
Right. Oh, he's in crisis, huh?
Yeah. He must not be doing well.
And the thing about it is, your average person can't afford a sports car until they hit that age of 40. And then a sports car, that's just a casual purchase to at that age. And, they call it a crisis, but I call it, that's just us young people getting ripped off.
Hey, man, a car would be cool.
What is the sports car that they typically get? A Mazda Miata?
I don't fantasize about getting a new car. I fantasize about getting the Chrysler back.
You like the luxury.
Yeah.
Car. The Chrysler was nice, but there's a wide world of luxury cars out there. You could, that 80s stuff has that pimp appeal. And even, I liked what I liked about your car is it was original. You could have dialed up Jay Leno and been like, yo, I've got this Chrysler Fifth Avenue, all original. And he, you could have been on his show, man.
It shoots prisms into your eyes.
You could have driven that car right into Jay Leno's garage, and he would have talked about it for, 15 minutes?
I could have.
For a little drive for 5 minutes, and he would have commented on the smooth ride and the plush seats. The thing about that Chrysler Fifth Avenue was the seats. I've never been, I don't know if there's a car that was ever made that has more comfortable seats than that. And in fact, you rarely find a couch that has that good of seats.
No, even furniture is not as plush.
It's better than any couch I've ever sat in. That Fifth Avenue, and when you pop the hood and you see triple redundant belts on every...
Yeah.
And every pulley, you're just like, man. Dun, 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 dun. That's kind of a car, and it has such a smooth ride. I remember all these stories where you were like zoning out on just because, hell, you might as well be home in your couch. Or actually, when you get home, you're like, oh, man, I got to go sit in my couch. That's the problem with the Fifth Avenue. You don't want to go sit on your couch inside. That's shitty compared to, yeah. And you have less leg room too.
I could take a long drive in the Fifth Avenue and get out feeling refreshed. Like, I don't know.
That's a touring car right there. And you know, is it better to ride in or to drive it? You know, it's such a smooth drive, and that wheel.
The wheel was a pleasure. Now this is nostalgia. But I think it wouldn't be that much to buy that car.
This isn't last night's show, though. The listeners have never heard this nostalgia story yet.
It was a hell of a car. I could drive that into Jay Leno's garage right now, swing open the passenger door, and he'd suck my dick right through it.
Yeah. That's what his show's all about. Yeah.
James, I like your car. I like those belts. It's got a lot of extra belts. Let's get that belt off.
You got to get right in the power band. Actually, did you know power bands are a thing?
What do they do?
They aren't an object.
Power band.
And this is when Randy said to you, "Oh, power bands are just bullshit." And they are if a salesman says, yeah, she's got power bands in it. No, what a power band is with a turbo charged engine or with a two-stroke engine, there's a certain RPM range in which it suddenly kicks in and you get a huge boost in power. That's what a power band is that band of RPMs.
It's power bands can surpass 14,000 RPMs in motorcycles.
Yeah, you've been on a two-stroke dirt bike, right?
That one I rode at your place.
Yeah, and you know when you would get in that one range of RPMs, it would kick in like a turbo, and you'd get like a huge power bands in it. That's the power band.
That's the power bands in it.
And it's just the narrow band of RPMs where you can get a boost. Because a turbo, two-stroke engine, at a certain RPM, it begins to suck in air super efficiently, and that extra air kicks it up a notch.
We should call Randy and tell him about the power bands.
Don't wake up, Randy. It's too late for Randy. We'll have to do another show sometime.
Is it possible to dial numbers through Discord?
He won't be able to hear me either. No, you can't. I don't know. It's a good question. Probably with some bot.
Yeah. We'll have to get the power bands expert on the line one of these days. Diesel engines. But yeah, I got real carried away because we were all having fun making sport of this one guy. Can't remember his name now, but we were just making fun of him, every little aspect of him. We were ripping him apart, you know, having a blast and just tearing this guy down behind his back. Everybody was doing it.
Who? What are you talking about?
Me and Brendan and this guy that Brendan lived with, and our mutual friend Danny, who was a comedian as far as I knew at the time.
I never heard this story.
No, I never told it. And I was, like I said earlier, I was doing a lot of ass and just partying and getting crazy. And so, like, whatever we were doing, I would just get really into it, you know, and I'd turn it into a party and fucking, I'd get out paint and we'd be painting the walls or whatever. And, at the same time, we were all making fun of this guy, right? And we were doing art and making projects. And together, we built this effigy of the guy that we were making fun of. And we had even put a t-shirt on. And put, like, one of his expressions, because this guy used to cheat off of other people's projects. He would just go see what you were doing and your studio and be like, oh, okay, all right, I was just joking. How do you do that? And ask you to explain your technique to him and your design program. And then he would go back and do his thing, right? So we put some expression like, oh, what are you doing there? On his t-shirt, right? And this t-shirt became him. Somebody drew his face on the 2x4 of the effigy that was to represent his face. It was like a bunch of boards put together. And,
you guys throw some voodoo curses on this guy. You don't even know it.
and we were, I brought out a knife. We were all sitting around getting high, and I brought out a knife. And everybody's laughing, right? I'm like, yeah, it's real funny, isn't it? What if I threw this knife across the room and hit what's-his-face right between the eyes with the knife? And everybody's just like, yeah, haha, whatever. And like I turned around, and I didn't hesitate, and I flung the knife, hit the effigy right between the eyes. And I looked, and there was a woman sitting on the couch next to me. And there was a look of shock and horror in her face, like, what is this group?
Almost you just saw some acid-head freak with his shirt just wide open. Throw some knife at this
exactly
voodoo doll, creating a curse on this guy.
Yeah, I was wearing this green and white flowery shirt that would hang open. And yeah, just flung a knife across the room at this life-size effigy. Hit it right in the face. The effigy smacked against the wall behind it.
She'd never seen such a violent act in her life, maybe.
And the knife stuck right in the thing's fucking face.
I know, yeah. You did a good job. Did you get a good tumble on it?
I don't. It was just one of those moments where I could feel it, like it was like 200,000 years of native hunting or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the thing, right? It was like, did our hatred of this guy really manifest in that way, that where it just like popped out like, ha, I'll just casually throw a knife at it, the image of him, as if, you know, it's one thing to just make fun of the guy for stealing ideas or whatever. It's another to construct an effigy, like put a t-shirt on it, draw on the t-shirt, write his name on it, put his face on it. Anyway, all that was built into the look of shock on the girl's face. I just remember that she was like, oh my god, James just escalated this from we're all cool hanging out to this is like a hate rally.
Jesus Christ. This guy was really bad, huh? What else he'd do other than like...
He wasn't really bad. He was irritating. Like, I was tripping one time, and he was like... It felt like he was like analyzing me. I was in the passenger seat of his car, and he's like, so it's like you getting a real dip of serotonin there, huh? And I'm just like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to eat this apple.
Yeah, let me out at the next corner.
Because he drove me over to my place to get the acid. And while I was in there, I grabbed an apple. I was already tripping, but I grabbed the acid so my friends could do it. And it was during that drive. He took me to my dorm. And then I got the stuff, and then we left. And I'm trying to eat this apple, and it's so dry. It's like a crummy apple that came from the student center.
A dry apple? I've never had a dry apple in my life. Ugh.
Yeah, it's... But you know what it is, though.
No.
I don't know. It was like something you'd feed a horse. Or...
Like... I've had, like, bad lame apples, but they're, like, wetter and grainy. I wouldn't call them dry.
You could hardly call this an apple.
Dry apple. Like, I've had dried apples, right? That's a different thing.
This was an good apple. No, this is not a dried apple. This was... This apple was just... It was almost like... I don't know. Like somebody microwaved it.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Anyway, it's not at all like if he microwaved it. Jesus. Apples.
Microwaved apple. It's a good image for our listeners.
What's the image? Let's think of another image for the listeners.
It's dried up, well, half dried up apple. It's not quite chewy and sweet, but it's just oxidized, shrunken, grainy. The worst apple you've ever had, a horse would spit it out.
There's this image of a tired child. Check it out. I put it in the chat. Have you seen this?
Tiredboy.jpg.
The kid is in a... She's in a mobility scooter. He's got his grandma or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His head is directly against...
We talked about this last night on the show for like... 5 minutes or something. No, not that long, but you mentioned this last night.
Look at his dark, sunken eyes. Like, he looks like a little old man already. He's like, I've seen this shit. I've seen this shit, son.
Shit. It definitely reminds me of Squidbillies.
This shit's
He's
real,
like that
son.
Little kid from Squidbillies, right?
What was his name?
I don't know.
Squidbillies is hilarious. Do they still make it?
I don't know, but Jessica White was the grandfather. Remember that?
Yeah. Wasn't he in jail?
Yeah. In-N-Out.
At the In-N-Out Burger?
That's only in California. I've never been there.
I gotta... step away for a second and get my water. Kilgore, tell the people get ready for Dr. Troubadour's animal facts while I get some water, and maybe you can kick off a discussion about
I got
that.
Some yeah I'll start off from Dr. Troubadour's animal facts while you're off getting water. Number one, there's these caterpillars with these eyes and faces on them. They're bright green. And they're kind of squat. They're not very long. Like for a caterpillar, they're kind of like half length. They got these big old spikes coming off the top and the bottom. You want to, if you ever see those, just put your hand up all on it, eat it, rub it on your face. It's got these toxins that'll shut down your liver. So you can take a big drink of liquor and get double drunk. I mean, it's poisonous too, but that's beside the point.
We asked Dr. Troubadour for some animal facts.
Yeah, I gave one fact out. Let's hear fact number two.
Foxes?
What? What about foxes?
He says the reason people say foxes are so clever. Is because they have a cunning wit.
That's damn true.
And they're really funny animals.
I've never met an unfunny fox. Okay. Let's hear some more animal facts.
I don't have any more. We could do furry facts. We learned a lot at a furry convention.
Yeah, those guys are just creepy perverts. That's all I learned.
Tell the people that we went to a furry meetup in God's country over there in Virginia. And what that proved.
Didn't prove much.
Didn't prove anything. But I think when you suit up, that means you're going to drink a six-pack of beer and play with each other's junk.
Ew.
Right? Because that's what they were lining up. You remember that. They invited us.
Yeah, they wanted us to come fursuit with them, and we told them we had our fursuits ready.
Yeah, we were on our way back north to the fursuit con.
I just ate my first bunny.
Easter bunny?
Bunny Graham. You know what? Bunny Grahams are the best graham cracker there is out there.
Oh, yeah. I could eat a fistful of bunny Grahams.
Fact number three.
They're called bunny Grahams because at one time before they were made of graham cracker, they were made of bunnies.
They're not graham crackers.
They're cookies.
They're cookies. They're graham cookies. They're bunny Grahams. They're not cookies either. They're just bunny Grahams. You got to get the terminology right here, apparently.
Did you see the comment, top comment on Chronicle today?
That was great. I retweeted it. It was so good. Usually those I just like roll my eyes at, but this one, I forget what it said.
This one had character. Anonymous says, yes, this is on Honey Boo Boo's death hoax.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Honey Boo Boo star Alana Thompson dead at 7. Alana Thompson, known to millions as Honey Boo Boo, passed away Tuesday morning from medical problems related to childhood obesity. She was 7. Grieving family members have forsworn their poor diets and addiction to energy drinks. We ain't drinking that poison go-go juice no more. They done took little Honey Boo Boo away, and they ain't gonna take no more of us, said June Mama Shannon. And then the country attacked sugary drinks.
And they banned straws. Can you believe that? No more straws anywhere.
And this was published January 2013, so 5.5 years ago.
Now I'm going to miss straws.
And here comes Anonymous with her opinion. Yes? Let's immortalize a fat child star. Let's promote childhood obesity. Oh, wait, am I saying sarcasm? Quote, yes, I am. We should never support childhood obesity or redneck white trash. Yes, let's devolve as humans into fat freaking idiots. Yes, she died.
Honey Boo Boo wasn't abnormally fat, though.
No, she was just chubby. Yes, she died, she says, and it was something that needed to happen. Why America would support a show for fat kids is beyond me. A show for fat kids.
I didn't see all this.
What's the show for fat kids?
I don't know, but it's probably the equivalent of a I don't know if there's any show. It's a show for, maybe there's a channel just for fat kids now called Fat Nick.
No, because there was that crackdown on drinks, soft drinks, dangerous soft drinks.
Maybe they've got this version of SpongeBob where he's like fat, and they just Photoshop it with a bad filter to make kids feel accepted, you know?
Yeah, they need to feel accepted so they can keep on drinking their sugary fat drinks. You remember what Dr. Troubadour said about it? He said, the death of this child, it's a tragedy, but I don't believe she died because of soft drinks. He said, soft drinks bring vigor and pep to everyday life and cleanse the mouth of dangerous rot. If anything, it was all that spaghetti, ketchup, and butter.
Not only that, but they
nothing good can come of a high-calorie diet so devoid of nutrients.
They've got a bunch of acid in them, too, and that helps dissolve your bones, which just make them more flexible and more difficult to break. You drink enough soda and you get in a car wreck and you just flab against the seatbelt like a... You can't even break a bone if you tried. It turns to cartilage from all that acid.
Yes, she died, and it was something that needed to happen.
I heard the intro to this show for the first time today.
It's pretty trippy.
Well, I was part of it, and I like led into the beginning of the show. I liked that, and I liked also the intro because I didn't think it was going to be an intro. It was amazing. Really caught me off guard.
You mean the actual 90-second intro?
Yeah, the part with they took her baby. I was like, man, where is this going? This can't go into the show.
Yeah, ain't that wild?
This is some... Yeah, it is wild.
Yeah, because that's not how intro music is supposed to go.
Oh, au contraire. I think in the future everybody will be copying that style. As usual, we're on the cutting edge.
This is the future of podcasting on Radio Hate at chronicle.su. We're publishing every day, recording every night, getting our dick sucked, getting out there.
And Jay Leno, because you got such a good car back in the day.
I'm staring at the sun as soon as it comes up this morning.
Yeah, you gotta make it to the morning.
Oh, dude, what is it? Just a few more hours and I'm up there. I'll be on the roof.
Where are you getting your powers?
Beat you again, old friend. Beat you again, son. I'll be up there with my dick out. I bet there are people that, like, jerk off at the sun as it rises.
I never heard of anyone who's sexually stimulated by the sun.
No, not like because it's a sexual stimulation, like, oh, this is a better orgasm, but more like this is a ritual or, like, this is me participating
it's a religious
in nature.
Thing.
Yeah.
You think the Hasidic Jews do that?
I don't think it would be... I don't know why it would be them. They already do such weird stuff, like they'll just get out of their car and walk.
They're not... You know, I don't know. They're pretty narrowly prescribed in how they can...
So the sun thing probably...
to God.
They're not going to fuck with the sun shit.
I don't think... Yeah, well, they might have something to do with the sun, but the masturbation thing seems kind of a little too far.
And controlling all the banks...
Hey. You mean all the real estate? You're in Brooklyn. They don't control all the banks.
And all the world's money supply.
The Hasidic Jews, come on. They control the real estate in Brooklyn and Long Island. But they don't control banks. I mean, that's like secularized Jews, mostly.
Now, you would have liked last night's show because we talked about that Twitter fight. The thing with security Jews or sec Jews and InfoSec scribe.
I listened to it, man. I told you. That was great. I can't believe they are trying to lure people into confessing crimes to them just as a, like, fun social media campaign.
Isn't it? It's slapstick.
It's fucking hilarious. And you're reading all the tweets, man. That's good.
It's fucking silly, dude.
Hey, call in tonight. Confess your crimes live on the air. It'll be fun.
I said, who would do that? Only a moron would do that. They said, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess maybe I would.
Well, you better watch. You can watch Forensic Files, because each one of those shows is just a lesson in idiot criminals.
But their reasonings for doing it was especially, like, like an investigator would do. They're like, yeah, it'll feel good to get it off your chest. Like, you know, just throw caution into the wind.
hook you with some kind of bait.
Yeah, that was their reasoning. It'll feel good to get it off your chest.
They don't care if that you feel good. What are they, a therapy hotline? Yeah. I mean, Christ. Get out of here.
Fuck out of here with that.
No, call into crimetherapy.com and confess all your crimes and you'll feel so good. We've got registered priests and journalists who will never rat you out to the feds.
He'll be in the confessional.
In fact, the ghost of Adrian Lamo we pray to every day.
We have priests on standby and confessionals. You go in there and you tell them about your computer crimes. And the priest may ask you to go into detail.
That's what Adrian Lamo did to Manning, right?
It was through a little confessional window.
It was through IRC. And he told him, you can tell me anything on confidence because I'm a priest and a journalist.
What a scum-sucking dickbag thing to say to someone.
I mean, what? They probably should have rung some bells, because who's both a priest and a journalist? Either a bad priest or a journalist for some Christian fucking
Chris Nemelka.
That's right. Christopher, you talked to Christopher Nemelka, and he says, listen, tell me about all your hacking crimes. I'm Christopher Nemelka. Not only am I a journalist, an academic, and a amazing priest and God, but also I'm advanced.
I'm advanced.
So just tell me it all right now. And I'm not even a mortal being. You'll only be confessing on the advanced plane.
Now I thought he needed to.
Everything is fine, because it increases your value and brings you happiness.
You need to quit with all this advance and stuff and just concentrate on your dancing.
That's what Christopher Nemelka probably has come to. You think bailing on all his Humanity Party, etc., has panned out good for him? You think he got his wife and family back out of that deal?
Well, I'm watching the earthquake news, and it seems to confirm a lot of what he prophesied in his books about reality and playing the game.
Oh, there's earthquake news. Let's see.
This is
news. Alert, red alert. We've got earthquakes.
This is breaking. This is our top story tonight. We actually led with this story right before you came on. But it goes like, there's all the plates of the Earth are shifting around at once right now, and it's like doing this big sort of resettlement where these huge quakes are happening. One just happened in the South Pacific. And
it'll be followed by a wave of 1,000 years of increasingly bad volcanic eruptions. And the story we've been told that it was a giant meteor that caused the extinction of the dinosaurs was wrong.
Well, here, for real, what they're saying, though, is in the next several days is there's going to be a lot of earthquakes around the world.
Jesus Christ. Save us.
I just hope
this might be it, man.
I hope I'm buried.
Major extinction.
I just hope I'm buried quick.
Hell, saved by the bell, right? We'll go down in the fossil record as not being the cause.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be great.
Off the hook.
Wasn't us. We
had
a plan.
The massive extinction. It was fucking volcanoes. Everybody can go roll some coal.
Dude, they were saying if we don't get it under control, it's going off the rails.
Yo, dude, some dude rolled coal right in front of me the other day.
How'd you feel about it? Did you go for it?
Well, I felt like shit, man. That guy needs to get a ticket.
Did you slap your belly and chug a beer?
Oh, man. I just drove home kind of angry.
Did you throw your knife across the yard when you got home?
No. I just saw a huge plume of smoke. as some guy in a diesel truck, like, purposefully downshifted in front of everybody just to create a big cloud. Whatever they do.
Are you excited about the asbestos replacement plan?
You mean asbestos?
Yeah. It's coming.
I'm waiting for them to spray it all up into my walls.
When did they schedule for you to get sprayed?
October 31st.
And what about the dudes on the mountain?
I already got it, man.
Nice.
I can hear them wheezing.
Cool. They're flame retardant now.
Yeah, but they, you know, their lungs are full of so much asbestos that they can literally survive a house fire without any burns to their lungs.
They could
their
take up smoking.
Their body might be charred to the point where they can't even see anymore, but their lungs are fine.
Say, fellas, my lungs are fine. I took up smoking on purpose.
Hell.
Hell. My lungs are filtered.
They got so much asbestos up in their lungs, they can't get high no more.
No, it gets all filtered out in their asbestos lungs.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, guys, I can't get high with you tonight. It's my asbestos lung.
I gotta take the edibles. Gotta make some edibles.
Sorry, guys, I had to make my edibles. Chronicle.su, Radio Hate, is the hatinest half hour on the internet.
You got asbestos in your lungs, you can still get high here.
We've got the pure concentrated 15X Terramax. You can buy in little packets. You can get it at the Africa House on Floyd Avenue.
It comes in a weird little purple cylinder.
And it'll be labeled 15X. That's what you want. You get your lungs full of that. Doesn't matter what kind of asbestos you've got in there, you're going to get high.
And you know what? You take one puff of that stuff, and Dr. Troubadour will be with you for the rest of your life. I had hallucinations of him the other day. I thought he'd come down and taken over, my brother's face. You know, I just for a second, I blinked my eyes, and I saw, look, there's Dr. Troubadour. It wasn't even on Terramax. It's just the after effects, man. It's just, you know, what do they call those?
What do they call them?
Flashbacks. You get flashbacks, and you just see Dr. Troubadour. You have hallucinations of him popping up left and right.
He does kind of look like him.
No.
Sometimes.
I mean, I was at the 7-Eleven in the... And the cashier looked like him once. And just for a split second, it wasn't even because of some similarity. It was just that that's what the drug does to you. It manifests Dr. Troubadour. And, like, he'll wink at you at these moments when... I think he has knowledge and he somehow really is in the drug. And he's achieved immortality through it. And he's able to, like, live within these hallucinations.
Yeah, Dr. Troubadour, he's got he can hop from instance to instance.
Yeah.
And he's always chilling. That's what I always admired about him. He can appear in a dream, or if you're in a manic state, about to throw yourself off of a bridge into traffic or something, there'll be him, Dr. Troubadour, just boom. Like your fucking guardian angel. If you take enough Terramax, he will be there. The Liebeljoker Valor Foundation is working on a new limited time Terramax. Julian Assange embassy-themed Terramax. It's Terramax with a diplomatic kick.
Oh, yeah.
Get you fucked up. And so it's always good to have them as sponsors, and we love to talk about their products. Isn't that right, Kilgore?
That's right. We're sponsored by fucking evil satanic drug that will cause you to get haunted by Dr. Troubadour for the rest of your life. You better jam that shit in your eyeballs now.
It's a good drug. It's safe. It's good for children. It's great for housewives. Gives you that pep you need to clean before your husband gets home. Gives a little zip in your pit. If you're a man, you've got a big board meeting coming up and you want to impress the boss, take a little bump of that Terramax Diplomatic Edition, embassy-themed, Valor Foundation, Terramax. You only need to do it once, and you get one free act of espionage. Bounce out some files. Leak on a corporation. If you could leak on any corporation, Kilgore, who would it be?
God, that's a good question. Leak on... I'd leak all over... I'd leak all over... Probably some finance.
What's a good finance? Is this going to cause people to do it if we're sitting here?
Oh, yeah, we're totally inciting people to hack. I don't know. Pick a bank. Doesn't matter.
I don't want to say one. What about First Union?
How about a defense contractor? Is that better?
They'll smoke you, man. They'll smoke you like an old sausage.
Oh, yeah, we better watch out.
They'll give you the business. There's always somebody out there ready to give somebody the business. But at Internet Chronicle, that's us. And we're giving the business to you.
Yep, and that's it for the show.
That's it for the show. Kilgore can't do another second, neither can I. Good night, go fuck yourself. Gotta choke, level up with a little bit of smoke in my throat. Can't let them in hot go. Go I broke my thug, get the blood and get the fuck on me and nail. Just spit up a blood and roll up a bell when they give me your deed. They label me kill a drug dealer, get rid of nigga crazy weed. Make some footwork, gotta have that hydro. Need me a hit of the tweet, make me drop to my knees. And I gotta get love to the green leaf. Steadily spinning that cheese, feeling that ease. Looking on off in the cut now when I'm checking, I'm hot as shit time. In the race, smoked out with my nigga taste. Smoking that tweet till we fall in the make rain. Make up the time to make up my money, we run mad. And headed for broke, smoke with a bong, get that bone wrong. Nigga make up and choke with a real low tease, low strong bone. I gotta see no to toe gone, so choke on. And on in the smoke till it's gone, no long and stay low. Wanna get you fucked up, quick, that they told me better stop, but man, fuck that bitch. Me never gon' stop, Miss Mo. Try to tell me, get to your throat. Y'all still run me home, fucking with bone, loving this weed. So, with me, true, swinging on dope, steady been losing my balance. Take a fuck to the dome, tripping off less phone, showing off my talent. Smoking till I'm in die. Nigga gotta get high. If you wanna come right, come with me, smoking up, blunting it nice. Nigga, take the weed things and feeling no tip, man, quarter off to the brain. Smoking like blood after blood, my niggas is insane. Other niggas can't hang, it's a bone thing. Now a nigga like Miss Smoke can maintain and remain number one. Here I come with a tweet in my chest. Nigga got his weight to the curb. Split up and serve, but fuck it, gotta have them green.
Got a bag of tweed, blazing with me. Now don't be stingy, and please no pinners, make it scrolling. Cause if I had me some weed, you know I smoke it with you. Come get with me, me and my nigga.